Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with me, too, because we got Carol Edelman back on the show. Carol is director of the Center for Global Prosperity at the Hudson Institute, Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, Hudson Institute. And she has joined us in the past to talk to us about America's outreach, about the way America has been a pretty good provider of contributions of goodwill in the form of financial support around the world, individuals and institutions and our government. And she's here today to talk to us about a little bit of a different spin on that. Carol Edelman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Carol, where would the world be without the benevolence of America?
Well, America has played a big role in that, and it's a bigger one than people mostly think, because sometimes people compare America with other countries just based on our government aid.
Right.
When, in fact, if you measure our private aid, which is what we do at the Hudson Institute, our private giving from our U.S. foundations, corporations, churches, synagogues, mosques, universities, mm-hmm. is much higher than our government giving, and people don't really know that. So if you look at that, that money is out there helping people in disasters, helping people start up small businesses, and doing a tremendous job throughout the world.
Well, and of course, we talked about this last time, and one of the most dramatic examples was the tsunami and the tidal waves that happened in southern Asia a few years ago. But there's another side to America's benevolence, and that's in the form of foreign aid, isn't it, from our government?
Yes, exactly.
And you've been reporting on that lately.
Yes, I have. I did a piece with a fellow scholar and friend of mine, Nick Eberstadt, at the American Enterprise Institute, and we wanted to see really where the President Obama was coming out on government foreign aid, because he hasn't really appointed a new director of the aid agency yet, mm-hmm. and he hasn't really come out with any statements or papers or anything on it. I think we can give him a pass. He's been a little bit busy with a few things with our domestic economy.
A little bit busy, but you know, of all the presidents that we've had, he seems to be more. I mean, if there's one thing I think that I see in him, is he is more of an internationalist than any president that I think we've ever had. What do you think about that?
I think he's definitely an internationalist.
And so, therefore, you would think that he'd, you know, we really expect the White House to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. You'd think he'd have somebody on this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, when he went off to his some of his first big international meetings, the G8 meeting, and then he went down to Ghana and did a big radio broadcast to all of Africa. So those of us who follow this issue were really interested in what he was saying, and we were really very, very happy with what he said, because one of the most important things he said was, he said, wherever people want to help themselves, we want to be there to be their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And just that statement is a very loaded
statement. But you're saying that was a statement that he made, but his actions haven't followed up on that.
We haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen it in the people around him and in the structure that he's put into place.
Do you think he's been with all of the challenges America has, you know, and you know how when families and countries have their own problems, they tend to turn inward and say, you know, let's take care of our own. You think maybe talking very much about foreign aid right now would be a little bit, inopportune. What do you think?
Well, I think he's put his priorities where they have to be. They have to be on the domestic economy.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, there are certainly people out there who probably share his philosophy, which is, this is really some of the first time we had heard about his philosophy mm-hmm. during this talk. And what was encouraging about it was that he talked about self-reliance. compliance responsibility, that countries had to have good governance if they were going to grow. They couldn't have corruption.
You think that message resonated? Is that, I mean, it's important for him to say those words. We should all say those words. But, you know, it's going to take more than words, isn't it?
It sure is. Oh, yeah. They're going to have to put their money where their mouth is. And, you know, some of the African countries are beginning to do that. And I think his taking a sort of a very tough love approach was a good idea. One of the things he said, which I thought was interesting, was that he said when his father left Kenya and traveled to the United States way back in the early 60s, that the gross domestic product of Kenya and South Korea were not even the same, that Kenya's was actually higher.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, what's happened over that time? He said, well, Korea has looked at foreign investment, they've encouraged business, they've got their governance in order, and he said that's what Kenya needs to do. I mean, and that's a pretty bold thing, I think, for a father with a Kenyan grandfather to say and to tell countries that they've got to get their acts together.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you say to people in America, small business owners in America, who might say, you know, I need help. I don't see a lot of support coming for small business owners in America. Why should I support foreign aid?
Well, that's always been, always small and medium-sized business owners have said, wait a minute, you know, why are we giving so much aid abroad? And I guess to that I would say, America has always been generous, and both our government and our people, we've always recognized that in natural disasters and in severe humanitarian situations that, you know, we have an obligation. We've been doing this for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that America, individual Americans and the U.S. government do a very good job in giving assistance to disasters and huge pandemics. And I think we need to continue doing
that.
Carol,
what is the total dollar amount that our government gives, just the government, in the form of foreign aid, not special events like a storm or something, but predicted foreign aid that is outlined and identified in the budget?
Well, the last year for which we have all this data is we give about $22 billion. In government aid.
I thought it was more than that.
No, it's $22 billion. But that's the highest of any other donor in the world.
I believe it. But in the grand scheme of things, that's not a ton of money. I mean, it's not really a lot of money, is it?
Pardon?
I mean, it's a lot, but I mean, I actually thought it was more than that. Hold on to that thought. Carol Edelman, ladies and gentlemen, director of Hudson Institute Center for Global Prosperity, and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers. That's Jerry with a G if you're looking it up. That's an English band, that's right. Part of the English Invasion, one of the classics of all time. 23 after, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. We made it so there's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, and use our stuff. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can get answers. Check out my blog, subscribe to my free newsletter, check out the largest community of small business experts on the planet, probably in the universe, our Brain Trust members, which includes Carol Edelman, who is our guest right now. Carol Edelman, A-D-E-L-M-A-N, if you're Googling her, is director of Hudson Institute Center for Global Prosperity, and we're talking about foreign aid and where it fits in the order of America's priorities. Carol, tell us how we can find you at Hudson Institute.
Pardon?
Tell us how we can find you at
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We are at our website is www.global-prosperity.org.
Okay. And so check that out, and you've got a post up there recently, an article on this topic that we're talking about, foreign aid.
Yes, I do. Yes.
You know, $20 billion in foreign aid is what you told us you, the government gives to other. Now, this is all countries? I mean, Africa, our allies, et cetera, et cetera?
Primarily to the developing countries.
In terms of a percentage of GDP, is this? I know the number's the highest it's ever been, you said, but in terms of a percentage of GDP, is it the highest based on that? Do you know?
No. The interesting thing is that even with that, even though that amount is the largest amount that any country gives to developing countries, mm-hmm. if you take that as a percent of our GDP, that puts the U.S. at the bottom, which is always surprising to people. But why is that? Because we have such a big GDP.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, has the percentage of GDP gone down recently, or is it still as high as it has been?
It's actually pretty close to what it has been in the past.
Right.
We've always been on the lower end.
Well, you know, we've always heard, Carol, to those who much are given, much is expected.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you something. Folks, I'm going to invoke something that you've heard me say before, but I'm going to use it in a little bit of a different way now. Carol, one of my heroes is Frederick Bastiat. Mm-hmm. He was a great, great French economist, and he was a pretty good comedian too, back in the middle of the 19th century. And Frederick Bastiat said, and I'm paraphrasing him just a tiny bit, "When goods cross borders, armies don't."
Mm-hmm.
Now, he when he said that, he was talking about trade. But if America can influence countries for the good, if we can nudge regimes and societies toward being good citizens of the world with a little bit of help, giving them a leg up, I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's exactly what our foreign aid should be doing. And indeed, we had foreign aid that went into Taiwan and South Korea after the war, and those countries oriented towards becoming export-oriented countries, and they succeeded. And that's what the African countries need to do that want to succeed, and any other developing country.
And I'll tell you something else. I don't have a problem with there being a little bit of strings attached mm-hmm. to our foreign aid. That you know, if you want our foreign aid, we'd like to see certain behaviors. Mm-hmm. Because Colin Powell said this one time, and I liked what he said. He said America is the only country, and he was talking about whenever we fought a war and won. He said we're the only country that when we conquered a country in war, left and claimed no real estate, gave the country back to the other country, and wanted no real estate beyond what it took to bury our dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's I liked the way he said that, and I think America. I mean, we're not perfect. We have our flaws, but I think America is a very benevolent country, and I may disagree with this or that application of foreign aid, but in general, I think it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, and I think what's exciting, that what's happening today, and that's what just the change in foreign aid from 30 years ago, is that now it's dominated by private giving.
Yeah.
And what's
So you're saying the foreign aid is not just, when you're saying foreign aid, you're saying $20 billion. Are you talking about, is that not just from the government?
When I'm saying foreign aid, I'm meaning everything.
You're talking about contributions.
Private and government, yeah.
And that $20 billion includes private money?
No, $20 billion is government.
That's just for the government.
Do you know how much our private giving is? Our private giving is $37
billion. Yeah, it's almost double.
Yeah, that's what's happening with that. What's exciting there mm-hmm. is that individual congregations are going out and helping AIDS orphans.
Right.
But also business groups.
Rotary.
And Rotary.
I'm a member of Rotary. We've been giving money. We've almost single-handedly wiped out polio in the Western Hemisphere.
You have. I mean, it's been one of the most successful overall global programs in the world.
And you know who belongs to Rotary? Small business owners.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know how they made that work? They didn't say, hey, we're just going to give you a handout. They said, mm-hmm. we're going to give you a hand.
Should more be done?
Should more be done?
Yeah.
You know, I think more should be done if in the developing country you can find a local partner, local people that you're working with,
and you know
care
what?
As much as you do about the project.
That's exactly
put
what
their money on the table.
That's Rotary
does.
That's
the key to foreign aid.
That's what Rotary does. I've been part of a project like that. So, folks, I'm very proud to say Rotary is a part of the good stuff that Carol's talking about. Carol Edelman, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Hudson Institute, Center for Global Prosperity. That's global-prosperity.org. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.